Hey, John, it's Boss Barrel Radio for the week of, I don't know, May, June, April. What happened? What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I just thought I lost the left side of my ear.
Oh, God.
Yeah, terrible.
The whole ear?
No, the whole thing.
The whole thing is gone.
It's an unfortunate razor blade accident.
Oh, God. Shaving with the straight razor.
Uh-huh. And then
driving.
There goes the ear. Uh-huh. Yep.
And a gravel road.
Uh-huh. On a gravel road while trying to do it blindfolded. Perfect.
You need to get closer to my
microphone. Do I? Am I not? Ooh, hey.
Adjust a lot of things.
Get all intimate with a microphone.
Like, move it up.
Oh, you like a ton of stuff? Like,
yeah. Here, I'm going to turn you off for a second. Oh, so it doesn't make the weird noise. Yeah, you can't be heard. But this is Boss Barrel Radio. My name is Griffin Hoffman, hosting. John Stanhope is with me, and he is adjusting his crap right now, trying to get it situated a little better. Well, I can't hear you because I turned you down. I don't want that to, but there we go. Now talk.
Is this better?
Much better.
Bueno.
Do you think it's better?
Yeah, I do. Already.
I can hear it. Like, I can hear it.
I can hear it better already.
Good.
Good.
The only problem with this mixer that I have is, for channel one, it tends to favor the right side, which really shouldn't matter, since we're just going to export in mono anyway. But it is, April 23rd, and we are here to do some stuff. We are here to talk some yang at Call of Duty.
Do what?
I don't know. Well, you'll always see.
Oh, okay.
What are you up to, man?
Nothing. Still running like a crazy person.
Yeah. Did you end up ever looking into that Zombies Run app that I had mentioned to you?
No, and I heard about that too, and I cannot find it on iPhone at all.
It's called Zombies Run.
Zombies Run?
Yeah. Exclamation point.
Possessive.
I think it's like $5, but I want to check it out as soon as I get an iPhone / May 15th when my contract is ready to renew with Verizon. And in other cool news, I just will be looking to maybe get a theme song together in the future here. And since I have all this gear in and more stuff on the way, there'll be... we'll be kicking off the...
Here it is. It's $8.
The throwdown. Whatever. Bracket throwdown. Whatever clever name ends up coming out of this. Jeez. Oh, God. I won't stop. Ugh. Okay.
This could be cool.
Yeah, it sounds really cool. You know what else is cool?
What's that?
Dead Silence.
Weird. Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, I'm getting distracted by this. I may download that, but it's $8, so...
Oh, eight?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know Gene downloaded it.
Oh, yeah. Gene athletic?
Yeah, dude, he runs a lot.
Oh, yeah?
He also used to weigh like 800 pounds, I think. He said he was a lot bigger, and he's lost a ton of weight.
That's good.
So...
That's good.
Yeah, he's got a workout regimen. And he's going to do full Damn to Damn this year, he said.
Oh, Jesus.
I think he's done it before, too.
I may consider doing something like that. There's like a half?
There's a 5K. Dam.
Oh, okay.
Jen and I are going to do the 5K.
What's 5K?
Like about three like miles.
3 miles? Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, it's easy.
Three.
Then
five clicks.
Five clicks.
Gotcha.
You doing anything outside of just working nonstop? There's a guy next to me at work today, and I looked at his computer, and he was like looking at the handles of pool cues. Mm. They're like ornately carved pool cues that he was looking at the back of.
I met this guy in my pool league that he makes his own pool cues.
Well,
and he has one that he designed out of the business end of a billy club.
Whoa, cool.
Yeah.
That person's name isn't Sean, is it?
I don't remember what his name is. He's older.
Older, no. Nope. Never mind.
No.
Yeah.
His pool cues are all very interesting and not as expensive as I would expect them to be, so I may actually have him purchase or make one for me, which would be kind of cool.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah. He showed me this one last week that is so certain braking cues will have a fiberglass tip on it because it has a lot more density to it than
Eraser tip or whatever that.
It's got a stronger density to it than the ball itself does, and so it causes a lot more impact. And he showed me this breaking cue that he has that has like the first 12 inches of this thing are all fiberglass.
Wow!
It's just to add extra weight to it. It's so ridiculous.
Huh. You gonna get it? You gonna get a breaking cue?
I don't know. Like I say, it's not as expensive as I think it would be, but that's like it's still like $100 and some. So
that's not too bad.
No, it's not. Considering like you can get into the outrageous amounts of money for pool cues, but yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
How was Lockout or whatever that piece of crap is that you ended up watching?
Oh, really good.
Really good.
Yeah, oh, shit. Yeah, man. Really good. Put too many knobs in front of Griff and he just keeps touching.
Don't mind me.
Guy Pearce is really good in that movie. He just really chews up everything. He's just so ridiculous. And the more, you know, I thought that was going to be Escape from New York in Space, but the more I watched it, the more I was just like, yeah, this is really, really Escape from New York in space. Huh. Like, not in every way imaginable, but like the more that they go into it, the more I'm like, how is this not just Escape from Space?
In space?
Yes. Escape in space.
Escape from space in space.
In space. It's ridiculous. Short of getting Kurt Russell to actually come back and do that role instead. Whoa. Things are dying.
Sounds like something fell.
Oh, man. I don't know. It's really good. You should go see it, Griff.
No, thanks.
Go see it.
I've decided the next movie I'm going to watch before the G.I. Joe movie is the Graffiti Raid. Artist.
Oh, God. Yeah, I saw your
the
post.
The Banksy movie, Exit to
the Gift Shop.
I've heard tell of it before and how people said it was awesome, but yeah. I didn't really know why I should. So now I have a reason to, because I spent a lot of time today reading about... it all started with reading about Mark Echo's getting up Contact Under Pressure.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's where it began, and then it led to reading about graffiti artists. Well, to back up even further, it started with reading about... what was the step before that? Double Helix video games and their the companies that merged to form that one and the games they published before that. So, yeah, it was a good day. I finished Monday's crossword.
Yeah, I saw that too. I love that basically your day is filled with just... I get updated on what you're doing at any given moment throughout my day.
That's what Twitter should be for.
It shows up on my Facebook, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, suck it.
But either way, it just comes through on my phone. Maybe I should do this stupid Twitter thing.
Twitter's great.
Undestroy my Twitter account.
Yeah.
And start tweeting like a madman.
That's right. I mean, I don't care, John, that I can get an iPad 2 for $50 right now just by clicking on this link.
You should, though, because... it would just be $50, and then you can give it to me.
Yep. That's what your last tweet has been, I think.
Yeah, just bad nonsense.
Just trying to just swindle me into some online scheme.
Yep, okay. I'll go in and fix it.
Okay,
just good. For you, Griff.
You better. I like it. I don't know. Twitter's useful.
Okay.
It's the thing that I'm starting to get really annoyed with, though, is... the Facebook app integration, how every single application that people run on Facebook will ping me. So it's like I get 8 notifications. It's like, this person sent you a request in Flickster. This person sent you a request in whatever else piece of crap is on there.
Yeah.
My social birthday calendar. I'm like, I don't want this. Spotify. This person's on Spotify.
This isn't really relevant to any of that, but I have been spending a lot of time on my computer staring at, I don't know why, but for whatever reason, something yesterday sent an itch into my body that said that I really want to update my computer so that I can play fancy video games on it. So
oh, cool.
I'm gonna look into like getting a graphics card that I can just cram in there and see how ridiculous we can make my computer.
Cool.
And
that sounds exciting.
It does sound exciting because I downloaded the Diablo 3 beta.
Oh yeah, were you able to do that?
I was able
to. Did you play it?
My computer can. If I drop everything down to the lowest setting, the integrated graphics card in my motherboard is capable of playing that at a reasonable pace.
So, and I think this was. So you played it?
I played it.
Okay.
A little bit, not a whole heck of a lot, but a little bit. But yo, that's some Diablo. Dakota has been playing apparently under my nose a ton of Diablo.
Under your nose?
I just didn't realize he was doing it until yesterday.
What's that mean?
Because he spends all his time.
He's like stealing your computer?
And No.
Playing Diablo 3 without John knowing about it.
He's playing it and I didn't know about it because he spends all his time in his room and he has his own computer, so I don't see what he does on there. And then he just, the other day, told me he was playing Diablo 3 and he just goes through and he's played like all the classes.
Cool.
And just tried them all out, which would have been probably nice to have him on the podcast.
Do you know if he ended up doing the thingies? Was he in the beta before this weekend or just this weekend?
I don't remember if he was in the closed beta or not. I think.
Well, it's not open anymore at this point. It's locked back up for adjustments, I thought.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought the it was a weekend only thing.
Huh. No. No idea. I did get to play it though.
What did you play?
I played
Let's just do it, John. What did you play?
Just jump into it. I played Barbarian for a little while. He beats dudes.
Don't mind me. I'm just writing stuff down.
I see that.
John is a queer. What?
And I don't know. It's a Diablo-esque Diablo game.
That's good, though.
People are watching
more Diablo to play more Diablo.
It's exactly what it is, too. Like, yo, do you really like Diablo? Because more Diablo and Diablo 3. It looks really good, even with everything turned way down, which is why I would like to get a fancy graphics card so I can just crank it. I was on... Well, I'm going to take advantage of Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And I was on there, and it looks for about, you know, $80 to $100. I can get a reasonably good graphics card to cram in my computer and make this happen. And then I just really want one that has like two outputs so that I can throw it up onto my big screen when I want to.
Oh.
That'll be sweet.
Oh, you want one? I see.
You catching
what
I'm putting down?
Yeah. What? You don't have a standalone graphics card in your computer right now?
No, it's just an integrated one.
Okay.
It's not all that fancy.
If you want, I could just rip this one onto my computer and give it to you and see if it works.
Yeah, I see.
It's garbage. It's absolute poop.
What, the graphics card?
Yeah, that I have.
Oh.
If you want to try it, you can.
I'd try it.
It's got two outputs.
Okay. Give it a whirl.
Play around with it.
Is it a newer graphics card?
No, it's like 5-6 years old, if that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's ancient.
Well, that might actually be good, at least for the time being, because I also, in like a weird itch, decided I wanted to try to play Witcher. Like Witcher?
The Witcher?
The Witcher.
Period?
Period.
Uh-huh.
End of statement. But then, after I after I spent $10 and downloaded it on Steam...
Oh my god, $10?
$10.
Holy moly!
It's the...
How did you recover from that financial loss, John?
Well, it's $10, and it's like the fancy updated, like, boner edition. Well, I don't know. It's supposed to have enhanced graphics and enhanced gameplay. I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff.
That the boner edition?
Yeah, I don't know.
Coming from the dude that purchases every Assassin's Creed special edition.
It's Steam. It's just going to be a boner for visual sakes. Anyway, they're not going to like ship me like the forgotten memories of The Witcher.
I thought you said they're not going to shit you.
No, they're not. They're not going to do that either.
Dodged a bullet there.
Golly. So I downloaded it and installed it and then my computer just will not run it.
Oh, The Witcher?
Yeah.
Oh.
It'll run Diablo 3, but it will not run The Witcher.
Is it
a 5-year-old game at this point?
Is it because your operating system is incompatible?
No, that is not it.
Oh. graphics card issues?
I believe it would be graphic card issues. Okay. So I can try to jack that one from you and see what happens.
Hey, you know, take a look at my Steam account and see how many games I can play there.
Yeah?
Yeah. I own Blood Bowl.
You don't like it, but you can't play it?
Nope. Nope. That's a PC-only game.
Oh, I see, because you don't... Okay.
Yeah.
Lame.
Among many, many other games. I think I own Lost Planet 1.
Jesus, why do you do this?
It was like $1.
Dude, this is not... Dude, though, what I would like to see, what my new computer can do with it, I would like to go back and finish...
Command & Conquer.
Command & Conquer. Red yeah. Alert 3.
Yeah. There are more things on Steam. I haven't been on the Steam store in a long time, but things have popped up, and it's good for Mac users like myself. And you know what? Maybe someday I'll get a computer that'll actually work, and a personal computing device. Computer. What was it called in the... What did they call it in the Jobs book? Computer...
Assistant.
Yeah, computer assistant. That sounds great. Fairly accurate.
Computing assistant.
Computing assistant.
Helps you compute things.
So, okay, to rewind here for a bit, you played Diablo 3?
I did play Diablo 3.
And Diablo game...
Ask me anything about it. What would you like to know, Griff? I killed some zombies.
Okay. Did you left and or right click on anything?
Yes, both. All of the above.
All of the above. Did you... you said you played as a barbarian.
Yep.
Okay. So you played as the worst... Jesus Christ.
I just played as the most...
fax machine is calling.
Yep. Why you have that thing plugged in is beyond me.
Because I have to send faxes occasionally.
No, you do not.
Yes, I do.
Dude, this is the 21st century.
Shut that down.
At that point, you might as
well
shut
it all down.
At that point, you might as well just be taking like pieces of...
You don't know how useful a fax machine is until you actually use
a graphite and rubbing them against a piece of paper.
You're just saying that because you don't have a fax machine.
I have a scanner somewhere.
Yeah, so do I. Scanner, fax machine, copy machine, printer.
Yeah, it's all integrated.
Hot dog warmer.
Hot dog warmer.
Yep.
Uses
part-time hot dog warmer.
UV rays to... To sear the outside of the hot dog?
It's actually infrared. UV, not good for cooking. Infrared, much
infrared
faster.
Infrared is really good for cooking.
Yeah.
Just burn right through it.
God, all that tested podcast about that what is it? That style of cooking?
Oh, the
Soleil, Cirque du Soleil cooking?
Yeah, like the $1,000 hamburger.
Cirque du Soleil.
Yep, Cirque du Soleil cooking.
Cirque du Soleil cooking.
Yeah, but there was like, it was like Soleil something cooking.
I can't remember what it was called, but it's S something.
Dude, cooking meat at 138 degrees for 30 hours?
That sounds great.
That sounds amazing.
You just
vacuum seal it and boil it.
It's like a slower version of a slow cooker.
Right. Just a lot slower, and then it's at that perfect temperature, and then you dip it in liquid nitrogen and then fry it, like flash fry it real quickly,
or just throw it on the grill really quick
to get that immediate sear on the outside. That's so crazy.
Yeah,
so crazy. I bet that's delicious though.
I bet it is too. I kind of really want to try it.
But then, like, the downer thing, I meant to look this up. I'm like looking into all this whole thing, but like that whole downer thing of like the guy saying that this is my favorite hamburger, but it's not everybody likes it.
What do you mean not everybody likes it?
Well, it's supposed to be the perfect middle of the road. This is based on studies show that this would be the like the most average ass. Like this would be based on what everybody says. This would be the most unified like burger.
This is the baseline for burgerdom. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
You get six people in a room, and they all have their different opinions of what a burger should be. That's somewhere in the middle.
Well,
it's the average.
Are you talking like the ingredients they crafted for it, or
it's just the because it's like, well, the bread shouldn't be too hard.
Oh yeah, well, forget that. I don't give a crap about their
the meat
stupid.
Should be cooked at medium rare. But then there's also your assholes that say, no, I want my burger done well, and it's like.
Well, if you're going to cook a burger that's not well done, you're not going to cook it like that. I don't even know if
you can. Just might as well just take a blowtorch to it.
Right.
Which I mean, it's also a good way to cook burgers.
They said it's not.
No?
No. The guys on Tested said that is the least practical step in their plan. I really want to try it though. They said what, you take a cooler. Cooking? No, not a blowtorch. Damn it! you take the meat and you vacuum seal it and put it in a cooler to maintain the temperature for like a day until it, you know, reaches that same temperature, and then you basically just flash sear it on a grill.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd do a burger. I'd do a steak.
Steak. We can make this happen, Greg.
Yeah.
Make this happen.
I think that'll be my birthday present project.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like two days of
slowly
2 days of cooking this
steak countdown.
You should also just like I bet you could totally cook it in its own marinade while it's inside the vacuum.
Oh god, totally.
God, it's so good.
But I don't know. Would you want to marinate or do you want to start from zero?
I don't know. Maybe
like what if it gets really gross?
Maybe
if
it's a light marinade. Well, I mean, you can leave steaks in a marinade like in a cold marinade over the
but course like, of you're throwing in another cog in the system. Like, is it gonna true. Work or is hey, it gonna make hey, things more hey, complicated?
Sometimes to make an omelet, you gotta break an egg.
Well, you know, it's like I saw that
sometimes to cook a steak, you
saw
gotta
that
kill
Indian
the steer.
Baby with six legs. Like, do you want?
Yeah, because that's what do you really expect will happen?
Is it just because you add more legs on it doesn't mean it's going to run faster? Just because you put marinade on your slow cook steak?
I'm not saying do anything steak. Outrageous to it. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm just if you make one little tweak, if the butterfly flaps its wings, Ashton Kutcher loses his left arm.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I don't know.
That's exactly
maybe,
what will happen.
Maybe I'll just not. I don't think I'll marinate it because then I can always just like use sauces on it later. Steak sauces.
Yeah.
If it's really horrific.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's really no losing to this situation because what's the worst case that happens? You come up with, like,
a burger that tastes all right.
Well, I'm not going to do a burger because, like, sounds like the sketchiest way to cook meat for a burger. Like, I want a steak because then.
I say we go buy our own steak and then.
Well, I've got a steak here.
Grind it up.
Oh, you want to make your own burger meat? Okay.
Like, steak burger.
All right. Well. We'll check Amazon for meat grinders.
Oh man, did I tell you about the pistachio butter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that, did you buy some?
No, but I need to. We did talk about this.
We talked a lot about pistachio butter.
About pistachio
and other
good
other nut butters.
Yes, other nut butters. Butternut.
Yes, butternut squash.
I also played Journey.
Okay. Oh, rewinding here. Going back to congratulations
reset.
On catching up here. But yeah, so for Diablo 3, you played the beta of it. I don't really know what to ask. Like
stats, putting armor on dudes.
Yeah,
that all happens
simply by saying it's more Diablo. Like, yeah, it's that's like, great.
It's, I mean. It is a very fancy looking Diablo.
Okay.
Like it looks a lot better, but yo, you're gonna run around and do some dungeon crawling and clicking on some things and putting an ask somebody a question.
Right.
Ask them real hard.
You get more scrolls of town teleportation and identification and Stones of Jordan.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Tons of stuff.
Azrael.
Loot. Sweet loot.
Item Tetris.
I swear to God, one of the girl voice actors in that game sounds...
Jennifer Hale?
I think it might be Jennifer
Wouldn't
Hale.
Surprise me.
I think it is.
The wizard? The lady wizard?
Yeah. Who's the
Shazam.
Other...
Shazam!
Who's the other really popular female one? Jennifer Hale and...
Tara Strong?
Could be.
The girl who does Teen Titan Girl?
Jennifer Hale didn't do the voice of
from the game you love, the Final Fantasy X. She played the Riku, the
Riku?
Little sure Riku, yeah, the yellow. I associate her with yellow.
Yeah,
the all bad girl.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. She plays her voice, Tara Strong.
Okay.
And Lollipop Chainsaw.
Oh, okay. This is all coming together now. But no, I'm also thinking of
no, not her.
That's
moving.
It's too high pitch. It might be Jennifer Hale. I might have to just look this up. But who did the voice? Was it Jennifer Hale that did the voice for? No, Kristen Bell.
Ugh.
I think it's her.
I can't see Kristen Bell doing voices for Diablo.
I think it's her, but I don't know.
I thought Kristen Bell is like deep into some real life projects right now.
Could
like
be.
She's in a new show.
Dude, I'm just saying. I'm just going to fact check it right now.
And unless they fully body cap her like they did for Assassin's Creed stuff, I'm not interested.
No,
Kristen Bell does not have a voice that is particularly memorable.
I feel like I'm going to have a hard time. Oh, here we go. Yeah, here we go.
You looking something up?
Yeah, I'm just going to see. Just gonna see who's casted this thingamajig, this game.
Is Nolan North in it?
Oh, God, he probably. Nolan North has 3 credits to be just guy, other guy, many other guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
God.
Oh, gosh.
I was just going through my iPod and re-listening to some old podcasts, and I listened to the Bionic Mando Top Secret podcast, and one of the ones was when they interviewed Steve Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the best thing you'll ever listen to. His voice is so amazing. It's like butter. Like you hear it, and they just plugged a cord right into his neck. It's so perfect the way it comes out. You should
I got nothing.
Okay.
There's 8 people that did voice acting, and they're all like credited as various characters.
Next week when I have full technology suite up and running.
Jesus.
I'll plug in some of that interview.
Okay.
Yeah.
We
should also have a third microphone by that time too.
Sweet. Well, so third microphone and bringing people in and thinking about barbarians and really interesting people.
Gene?
No. I just watched today the what would you call it? It was a biography essentially of Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson.
Oh, nice.
That man is a role model. Watching that, I was really inspired. Like, that man knows how to get it done and has boundless amounts of ambition and charisma, and just like he went into wrestling wanting to be a babyface, like a full-on babyface, and just wanted people to like him and was just really nice and just, but fans hated him from the get-go. Just hated him. And it wasn't until they decided, well, people don't like you this way. Let's just try making you a heel. Let's just try making you a jerk.
Uh-huh.
And basically, the more of a jerk that The Rock decided to make himself become, the more people loved him.
Really?
Yeah.
But he's the people's champ.
Right. But so this is eventually like the persona that he like started to build, is that he was a heel, but he was basically like your anti-hero. Like he's everybody's hero, but maybe not in the best way.
Huh.
It's just really interesting stuff.
Yeah.
And his big struggles with doing acting and wrestling.
What was the biography's name? Was it a good titled The Rock biography?
No, it's just WWE Presents.
True Life. Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson story.
Oh.
I think it might have just been The Rock.
Period.
I don't know.
Welcome to
The Rock. Oh, man. No, it was really good. You should watch it. It's kind of inspiring. Nope. That man has a lot of...
I got 2 movies to watch this year.
Yeah? Just the 2?
Actually, Through the Gift Shop and G.I. Joe 2.
I see.
That's it.
Did I pick up on there?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
That little gurgle.
Ugh.
You like that word?
No. Well, I guess I don't care. Let's see here. So you said you played Journey. Great.
Yes, I played Journey. I played Journey. Played Journey 3 times.
Wow.
Yep. I don't know why, but the first time I was like, I just don't really get it. Maybe I don't fully understand. But the first time I played it through, all the people that I bumped into kind of just like left me.
Huh.
And I was just like, I'm just going to finish this. I'm gonna finish this on my own. I don't need anybody.
Yeah.
It just was kind of like, bleh. And then the second time I played it, I realized that something weird. Like, you can jump through sections of that game. You really? Can just totally skip, like, huge portions of that game at some point. And after I, like, discovered that, I got stuck with one person that jumped into my game, and he was with me through the whole thing. And at some point, I felt, like...
Okay, really, you're talking about using, like, that weird warp area?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's towards the beginning.
And yeah, it you just can takes kind you of pick to, and choose wherever you want to go.
Yeah, I didn't realize that until I accidentally triggered it, and then... Yep. And then I got stuck with pretty much one person the whole way through, and that was nice.
Yeah.
To just have that person, especially at the end, when it becomes really hard at some point.
Well,
and also, I think it's really cool the way that that game, there are certain cutscenes in that game that change depending on whether or not there's another person with you.
There are cutscenes in that game?
Journey?
Yeah.
There are cinematic video that you watch that you have no control over.
Oh.
Did you play Journey?
Yeah. I played it once.
When you go up to the altars?
Uh-huh.
And then you'll have those visions?
Yeah.
I would call those cutscenes.
Oh, okay.
It's I mean, it's not cutscenes in the proper sense of, like, cut to dude running around hacking dudes.
Yeah, like, no, I get you. Sorry. Yeah.
It cuts
I
away figured. From me playing a game to me watching this
sure.
thing.
Sure. Yeah. No, that makes sense. I just, huh.
But
different with two people.
They very
significantly or just like, oh, there's another person here now.
Very slightly, hey, but it's essentially doing? That's what it is. But like, you'll see those, like, when you have those visions and then they show like this is your quest so far. Like they there's like one or two visions where it's like, it shows your progression so far. And then it will actually show whether or not somebody else was with you during those certain parts.
Oh.
So it's just kind of cool.
Hmm.
Like it's built into it to see, it's like, well, there's this other person with me at the time.
Hmm.
And then they left and then there was me alone. So yeah, this is a really good game.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take very long to finish.
Like, no, not at all.
An hour or so. So really cool.
Yep.
I played that while I downloaded Diablo.
Oh, nice.
And so, The Witcher.
So. I tried to play Diablo 3. I downloaded the client, and I downloaded the downloader, and then I tried to install it, and every time I downloaded it, it was like, I would download it, and it would start to boot, and then it would immediately crash. So
weird.
I downloaded it again. It did the same thing, so I couldn't get the downloader to start running. Maybe it's because I'm like on an old weird version of something.
Weird.
Like I'm on like 5.6, 10.5.6 Mac OS. Like not even Snow Leopard. Maybe it's just Leopard, I think. Mm. So maybe that's incompatible. I'll have to look it up, but that was a bummer because I was looking forward to trying to play that some. Yeah. So you didn't get to play The Witcher at all, right?
No, I didn't get to. Maybe tonight with your graphics card.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Give it that try. That graphics card is a piece of crap, though.
All right.
I hate
it. We'll see. Why?
Because when I did have a working computer, I wanted to run two monitors, like 4 years ago. I wanted to run two monitors, and the way that graphics card is designed is you can only run two monitors if they are of the same make and model.
Oh, I remember.
So you have to have identical monitors, which I didn't. So I was like, great. Now I just have two monitors.
Oh.
One works.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't need two monitors, but it's nice to have. I'll use it in the meantime before I purchase my
give it a try.
Fancy graphics card.
Well, so you're saying you have... I don't know. You already have a way to push out two monitors?
Yeah, the integrated graphic card for the motherboard that my computer has two outputs, and it recognizes both monitors.
Huh.
Recognizes my TV and my monitor.
Oh.
So
if you throw this, and then potentially you could just sync that up straight to your TV?
Yep.
Oh, whatever.
Potentially. I'll give it a whirl.
I hate computers.
I'll cram
it. So tired of it.
I'll cram it in there and see what happens.
Yes. I'll pull that out and I'll give it to you before you leave. God darn it. I gotta switch this thing over. All right. I also played The Witcher.
Yeah, the first one?
No.
The second one?
The Witcher 2. The enhanced edition. The Witcher
also.
Yes. The Witcher as well. No, that game's really good.
Yeah.
I like really it a lot. Play it.
Gamefly finally told me that they sent it to me, so hopefully it shows up tomorrow.
Oh, that's great.
I'll have something real to play.
It's really good. It is a year old, but yeah. Hmm. It's, I mean, not that that means anything, yeah, but...
A year old, but...
The storytelling is really cool.
It's new to somebody.
Yeah.
It's new to all those Xbox people that didn't pick it up.
Right. It's like it's really me. Good. Yeah. It is a much better game than... Or it's a much better story than, say, Skyrim. Like, if you want to get down on some medieval fantasy crap, The Witcher 2 is the way to go.
Good. That's what I'm, like, itching for.
The combat is pretty crazy.
Is it difficult?
No.
Okay.
Because I went through the tutorial, and it immediately... Like, I went through it, and it had, like, step-by-step processes for everything that I was doing. And then it prompted me, and it said, move to the circle when you're ready to take on the next step of the tutorial. And I said, okay. So I jumped in the circle, and then, like, 15 dudes just popped up and started wailing on me. So I died. And I was like, then the game says, we suggest you play on easy. And I said, okay.
Okay.
I didn't argue with it. So combat's been fairly ridiculously easy. Like,
all right, well,
not even remotely challenging.
Can you change that difficulty at some point? Like,
I don't know. I haven't looked because the story is the best part. The combat's cool and all, but it also is really cool to just like wail on everything.
Sure.
It also gives you a lot of tools to manipulate combat. Like, you've got spells, you've got traps, daggers, bombs, you've got like a parry system that's really crappy, and like a guard system that makes sense, I suppose. There's a lot there. It's definitely not lacking in terms of combat.
Yeah.
It is a little stuttery in terms of just smoothness all the way through, but it all seems to work out for the best. The story is really cool. I like the method of storytelling they take and how it changes with each chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan said he's playing it, and he says like every decision and you make in there does really affect the storytelling in major ways. And I'm already starting to get glimpses of that.
Okay.
I've only played it for maybe 3-4 hours now.
How does it look?
Looks good.
Good.
I mean, the pre-rendered cutscenes looks really outstanding. The in-game stuff looks okay. I didn't install it to my Xbox, so it's just running straight off disk. I'm having a really big problem with every time I try and boot it, it says you can't boot this disk, like there's been a disk read error.
Interesting.
So then I have to shut off my Xbox and restart it. So I'm hoping, knock on wood, that it's not my Xbox dying. It's just some crappy part of the disk. The game's really fun, though. I highly recommend it. It is adult, though. It's not something that you'd want young folks playing. There's a lot of salty language and themes and stuff going on in it, but
I see.
It's cool. Like, the character is cool. Like, he is cool in a way that you don't see in fantasy games.
Huh.
Like, he's smarmy. You're playing a rogue, like a Han Solo with a sword.
Huh.
It's fun.
Okay.
Feels cool to play him. The other thing that I really like is like the way you interact with certain decisions, or like you'll get into a conversation with somebody, and sometimes it'll have a countdown. It'll be like, you've got, you know, 10 seconds to choose your choice on how to respond to this. Oh, kind of like Indigo Prophecy style.
Oh, okay.
Which is cool because you're like, oh God, what am I going to do? You don't have a time to assess each single thing scrupulously. And then the other thing...
Would that you like fries with that? big decisions.
The other part is when you're talking, or when you're interacting with people, you can use skills that you have in the game. So like you can Jedi mind trick people, and that'll upgrade based on how often you use that, which is awesome.
Sweet.
Really fun. It's a good game. You are right to be excited about playing it.
I want to play it.
Yeah.
want to play it.
I've got Prototype 2 on its way.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
How's that? Are you excited about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah,
sure.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't play 1, so I have no standards, except that I didn't want to play 1 because I thought it looked like garbage.
It's, yeah. Uh-huh.
Not visually, but just like it looked like something that didn't interest me one bit.
Prototype was a boring game.
Yeah. I preferred to play Infamous, and I did.
Yep.
And it was a better decision.
Yep.
But we'll see what happens with this. I'm interested in seeing how it goes. Why is this just leaning so hard that way?
I don't know. I'll lose my left ear every now and then.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It just goes out and then comes back in.
Huh.
I don't know what's up with that, but...
That is weird.
I don't know.
Like, tell me when that happens.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't really play anything else. I finished Fez completely.
I played Fez
all
today.
Of it. Everything.
300%.
I don't know where you see that number, but as far as the internet knows, there's nothing more to that game.
Okay. How many cubes is that?
All of them.
Is that 64 cubes?
It is 67 cubes.
Okay.
Roughly.
Roughly. You don't have like an unfinished
cube-y
thing.
No. There is nothing that says you need to go here and collect anything. And the things that I did go get, the hidden 3 cubes, are supposedly just Easter eggs that are meaningless.
I see. And you did the clock thing?
Yeah. Reset your, or just disconnect from Xbox and set the time to what you need to set it to.
I see.
That's the best way to go.
I see.
Yeah. There's a cheat, too, that you may want to look. Not a cheat, but there's a way to circumvent a lot of the navigation once you finish it that will
I see.
Help you get through the world. I used the internet a couple times for a couple puzzles because there was just things that I was like, I have zero idea how this goes. I'm not going to sit here and translate this thing.
I bumped into my first QR code.
Oh, yeah? QR code?
Yeah, the QR code.
Yeah. Nice. It's cool, right?
Yeah, it's just like, I scanned it, and then all of a sudden my phone's like, do this, and I was just like,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, that game's awesome. Very well designed. It's a great game.
I was wondering how the QR code would work.
Straight up scan it?
Well, yeah, I understand that I would scan it, but I wasn't sure in what way it would, like, what it would do. And then
people have found, I was reading an article online, if you download the soundtrack, people have downloaded it and ran it through like a spectrogram like that.
Yeah.
And it's produced images.
Yeah.
Which are like hexahedrons, well, I should say more like hexagons, and they're flat. So that and like eyeballs and dudes on crosses and weird images.
Weird.
Skeletons. And
I heard things. There was like scannable codes inside of that too.
There's a QR code, but I couldn't scan it.
Oh.
I sat there and tried to scan it for a long time, but I couldn't. It wouldn't pick up. I don't know if the quality. Oh God.
Oh God.
The quality on it was bad, or what it was. All right. Well, now.
Now everything's ruined.
Now everything is ruined. Oh. Now everything is so much better. Just need to whack it.
Just smack it. Usually fixes everything.
So you like Fez?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Like I said, I had to stop playing it because I needed to be more productive in my day. Okay. And so I just was just like, I could just keep going and going.
Do you
and
think going. You've beaten it?
No.
Okay.
No, by no means do I think I've beaten it.
It'll drive you insane, dude.
I've got like 9 cubes.
Oh, okay. So you haven't even...
Yeah, I've got like 3 anti-cubes, and I've got like...
You haven't even made like it to the first regular revelation.
Cubes. No.
All right.
No. I haven't even... that one door there where it's like you've got the one door that requires 4 cubes to enter.
Yeah.
And there's the door with 8 and 16.
Yeah.
I haven't even gone to the door with the 4 yet. I've been doing so much wandering around in that game.
That world that you're in right now is the biggest and most important.
I just try to open every door.
Yeah.
Just open all doors.
Fill up the map. Get all the warp things.
Yeah.
Makes things a lot easier.
Yep.
You play anything else?
I played A little bit of the first Infinity Blade.
Oh, okay.
Infinity Blade 2, much better.
Yeah.
It's pretty much.
You bought that for like a dollar, right?
Yeah, it was on sale for a dollar, so I got it. Infinity Blade 2, lot better.
I started playing Sword and Sorcery.
Oh, yeah.
The Super Brothers Sword and Sorcery OP or whatever it's called on my iPod, and my iPod is getting up there in years. Like,
it's getting a little old.
It is. It takes a really long time to load anything, and then it crashes very frequently.
Sweet.
Like, it'll crash. The game will be playing, and then it's like, no more. Nope. We're going back to the desktop of the iPod.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to wait to play any more of that until, like I said, I get my new iDevice, and then just boot that up on there. It's cool. I don't know. The music's really good. But I'm not sure I understand why everybody's digging the game so hard.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll find out.
Did I play anything else, though? I played Rebuild Our Logo.
Oh, yeah.
And make it as...
It's not a game.
No, it is not a game. A long, tedious process. It took me an hour and a half to do.
Oh, you just, from scratch, had to rebuild everything?
I had to just completely...
Trace it?
Yep.
Did you just literally trace it?
I have my original sketch for it.
Okay.
So, but that doesn't make it any easier, because then I still have to go into, you know, Photoshop and Illustrator and design the whole thing again.
Yeah.
And try to make it look as much like it did before.
Hmm.
So, we're good.
Great. Good in case again. We need more logos.
Yeah.
Awesome.
In case there's anything we need to slap that on, too.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. No. Don't think so.
Yeah, I haven't played anything either. It's honestly, this year has been really weird thinking about it. Like, you know, there hasn't been a lot of huge high-profile games coming out in the beginning. I was like, okay, so Fez has been the best game I've played this year, which stacks up against what exactly? Not a ton, you know?
Yeah.
Mass Effect 3, Never Dead.
Syndicate.
Not a lot of contenders. Dude, Binary, Journey.
You need to play Binary Domain.
Eh.
Dude, you need to. It's really good.
All right, I'll play it, maybe.
You should really play that game. It's really good. Really good.
Really good?
I need to finish that review.
Okay.
Really need to finish that review.
I will play it at some point.
I'm struggling somewhere between 3 or 4 stars for that game.
So okay to better than okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I really need to play that game?
Yeah. You need to play that game.
Oh, okay. Me personally?
Yes.
I will like it a lot.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I'm interested. It's going to be... Well, now things are going to start picking up. Like, we've got... With The Witcher out... Witcher 2 out now. Prototype 2. Max Payne
3.
3 is coming out at the beginning of next month.
There's other things. Oh, I got that...
That's what's coming out in the very short term.
I've got that Ghost Recon Future Soldier coming to me.
The demo that's available right now, or the beta?
Is there a demo available for it?
Yeah.
Because if there is, I totally...
Why are you going to play that
Gunsmith.
Right, well.
Bap. Just smack that gun. Smack that gun. Smack
have
it.
Fun with
smack,
that.
Smack that gun.
Have fun with that product.
Oh, man. Oh, and I've also... Okay, so hold on. There's also Sniper Elite 2 coming out.
Great.
In May.
Awesome.
Starhawk is coming out in May.
Okay. I played enough of that through the beta.
Dragon's Dogma is coming out in May.
Late May.
Yeah, late May. So is Ghost Recon. And Sorcery coming out late May.
Sorcery?
We talked about this. It's the PlayStation Move game. Oh,
drink the potion.
Magic. Yeah, drink the potion, throw the fireball. June, we've got Inversion.
Well, there's a lot of games that are starting to come out
once
May hits, is what I was going to say. Is right now, it's been bizarrely slow, and there's been more and more pushbacks to later in the year. It's kind of strange. But yeah, now things are going to start starting up again, so I don't know if I'm going to have time to play Binary Domain.
Lame.
Totally lame.
I was excited to see that they pulled Resident Evil 6 forward to my birthday.
Yeah, that's been bumped forward to...
October 2nd.
Is it October?
Yep, October 2nd.
Okay, well, we'll see how definite that date is.
Right.
And then Darksiders 2 is pushed back.
Yeah.
About 2 months. But yeah, Why are you excited about that? You don't like Resident Evil.
I don't really. I liked Resident Evil 4.
Okay. I did too.
I didn't like 5.
Yeah. I liked
5. I never played 3.
I played it.
I played 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the amazing cutscenes?
Yeah. No, I'm not saying I enjoyed it. I'm just saying I did play it.
Is that damn clock over the fireplace?
I
Chris's
played
blood.
I played Parasite Eve. It's a good game.
Technically not a Resident Evil.
No, I know, but
good
it just
try.
No, I know. It seems like it fits in the same vein of things like that.
Dino Crisis,
exactly.
I guess I own Dino Crisis, but I don't know where it is.
Why?
It's in my list of things that I own. I can't find it.
Interesting.
I wonder if I gave it to somebody and I didn't make a note of it. I'll have to look through all my stuff.
Dino Crisis 3, though.
I didn't play it. I know of it, but I didn't play it. Did you play it?
Dino Crisis 3?
Yeah. Yeah, you really liked it?
Dinosaurs in Space.
You played a lot of it?
It was a long time ago, dude, but yeah, I don't know that I ever finished it, but you're on a spaceship.
Uh-huh.
And there are dinosaurs on that spaceship.
That's true.
And they're trying to murder you.
That's the premise.
That is the long and short of it. Dinosaurs are trying to kill us all.
Aren't they always? this is going nowhere fast, so let's... there's no news. There is literally nothing happening right now.
Let's see if
is Call of Duty, the next game, is gonna get announced on May 1st, but who cares?
Yeah. Isn't anybody going to buy it anymore?
Yeah. Oh, God, are you serious? You think this is going to burn itself out? There's still gajillions of people who are going to buy that stupid freaking World of Warcraft panda package. Like, just because you're burnt out of Modern Warfare or Call of Duty doesn't mean that all those Call of Duty fans are.
Do you think it's going to top sales of previous ones, though? Or is this where we start to see the decline? Is this where people start
to... Nope, I think it's going to top it again.
Yeah?
Yes.
Just kill it?
I don't know if it'll kill it, but I think it'll top it because it's going to get the crap marketed out of it. It's going to... there are more people who own consoles than ever before. You know, every day more people buy more crap. And then, you know, there's no reason that fans will not buy it, right?
Like, yeah.
It's the next Call of Duty.
No, that's true. And I'll probably end up playing it.
We'll see how it ends up shaping up. Maybe there'll be some gameplay at E3, no doubt, for the Xbox press conference.
You excited about E3 this year?
I am always excited about
E3. I know you are always excited
about
it.
I've got work ready to... No work.
No work.
No working.
No work for E3.
Nope.
What day is that?
I think it's the 4th is when all the press conferences happen.
4th of June. Yeah. Okay. We got to get that off. Make sure it's free and clear.
Another great year.
Yep. We might actually get to see, like, real Wii U.
Are you going to actually watch it this year, John?
Yes,
you never watch it.
I always watch
it. No, you don't.
Just in retrospect.
Okay.
There's that God of War Ascension teaser.
Yeah, tell me about
it. Nonsense.
I care about that.
I know you do.
Yet another God of War prequel. Great.
Prequel?
Where did he get the chains?
No. Well, you know where he gets the chains.
Where did he get the arms for the chains?
It's a lot of work.
It's now. A prequel.
No, I know it's a prequel, but I'm just trying to remember the other two God of Wars.
Ghost of Sparta for the PSP, which is a prequel.
Yeah, and Chains of Olympus.
I don't know what that is.
That was also for PSP. There's two PSP titles.
Oh, okay. Chains of Olympus, is that just like a remake of one of them? Or is that a separate story?
I think they're both separate stories. Yeah. I am not sure, though.
Well... Still don't care. Don't care about God of War.
Okay. That's fair.
Yep.
Sure.
Unless you play as Kevin Sorbo.
Yes. That was the best part of God of War.
Sure was the best part.
The best. So why does this guy sound so familiar?
Because it's Kevin Sorbo.
Because it's Kevin fucking Sorbo playing Hercules.
As he should.
As he's always been meant to.
He always has been Hercules.
always has. I saw a thing recently on Netflix that listed Kevin Sorbo in the credits, and I was like,
what?
Is he playing Hercules?
Was it a documentary about him playing Hercules?
I don't remember what it was, but I just was looking through credits on things, and Kevin Sorbo was listed, and I was like,
huh.
I think it was a movie, and I was just like, if Kevin Sorbo's in it, is it like a cameo appearance of Hercules in this real world situation?
Is Kevin Sorbo eventually going to be getting to like George Takei levels where his fan base starts following him into other areas? Like, now Kevin Sorbo is ironically in this television show where he totally is just playing a character of himself.
Yes, probably. But do you suppose Kevin Sorbo is doing all right off of like Hercules money?
Probably. And I'm guessing that all like the comic cons and stuff like that happen year round, he's making decent money as a guest there too.
Sure.
Just at the very least, living.
And I suppose, God,
Eolus.
This is how I would love to live my life. Just
do, I don't know what the Zenith companion
do something in just do something in just do something early on in my life where I get paid out royalties consistently for it.
And so you just not want to work at all.
Yeah, and then just be okay. And then just be okay.
You're the dude that made salad in a bag.
Exactly. And then I just live off that. I made that thing. Now I'm good.
That sure be great. Yep. I don't want to do that.
I made
though.
The ShamWow.
No, you didn't. Now we're Vince good. Made that.
What was the other thing I got here? You read this little thing about that guy that was getting all upset about the Assassin's Creed story?
What? No, I guess apparently not.
This guy is suing Ubisoft over Assassin's Creed story.
Oh, the Assassin's Creed 3.
No.
No?
The overarching story. Everything.
Was it Patrice Désilets?
No. Gosh, can't find... John Beswinger?
Mm.
Author of a book called Link, is very upset with Ubisoft and is taking them to court because the plot for Link is essentially... So basically, in it, there's a device where people can relive their ancestral memories and control them, and it deals with assassins and things like that.
Okay.
And so he thinks the similarities in his story, since his story came out first, were being ripped from his story to be put into Assassin's Creed, and he's seeking $1.05 million in damages and up to $5.25 million if the judge rules that Ubisoft knowingly infringed on the copyright. And then in addition to all of that, they would stop making Assassin's Creed 3.
Well, you know, that will not happen because they have a brand established.
Yeah, they will settle out of court.
I'm sure they'll just pay some money for that, too, to go away. But
exactly.
I'm no expert at law, but because their brand is established as this is what Assassin's Creed is and this is the theory behind it, I think that just overrules his.
Well, and the thing is, it's like, this is really late in the game to be...
He may have filed this. It, just he had to go through all the different court systems and finally it was brought to light.
Yeah.
I'm sure he noticed this.
But there's been 5 games at this point.
Oh. Litigation.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have anything else unless there's something new here on the...
There's nothing happening, John.
Robert Bowling opens a game studio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is his game studio? That's on. He went somewhere? I thought he was just going to link up with Respawn.
He left Infinity Ward in March.
Yep.
And he's opening a new development studio called Robotoki.
Oh. Okay.
They have a sweet logo. Robotoki is focused on being a developer development studio. That's weird. That just happens to make games. That's so weird.
Huh. Don't get it.
Huh. Yeah.
Well, whatever.
I don't know. That's weird. Nope. That's it.
That's it. Great.
That's it.
Let's move on and finish this up. We're going to end here with our usual new pioneered section of trivia.
A guy modded a...
it's too late. We're in trivia, John. Damn. Put your phone away.
It's really cool, though.
No. Oh. I don't care. I don't care if he turned his Xbox into an easy bake oven or whatever.
He modded an operation board to have guts, man.
What is an operation board?
The game operation.
Oh.
It has guts, man, on it.
Neat. I'm sure Capcom Unity blog is all over that
shit.
Yes,
they are. God, I hate the Capcom Unity blog so much.
I do, but I don't.
That's the problem. It's yeah. I like it, but there are times when I just...
I would prefer it to come out as a monthly magazine where I could just see all the crap that's this is how much everybody loves Mega Man stuff.
Yeah, I would really like it to just be, just tell me when you have new shirts, and I'm good.
So, trivia this week, John. It's your turn. You're up to bat.
Got it.
So,
make this happen.
Since last week, I was inspired.
This is why your printer is freaking out, because you had to print out.
Yeah, I printed it. Okay. Because of last week, we talked. You tried to convince me to play Devil May Cry.
Oh, okay.
So. Also, knowing your personality, I have spent time on the internet searching fan sites of certain popular male figures in video games.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to give you a description of this character based on straight and homosexual tribute sites to these popular video game main characters.
Wow, and so it's my... I have to guess.
So based on the description... Individual. So a lot of these descriptions come from, I looked up top 10 lists and tried to distill down what was reoccurring themes as to why these people are so hot. Why these dudes are so hot.
Wait.
For example, here is question zero. This is for no points.
This is no points.
This is a starter. This is the feel for the questions.
And there are 10 of these.
I'm going to go through them slowly. We'll figure out how to kind of do this so I can get the whole clue in there. But
okay.
This character is described as badass, sarcastic, a white-haired demon child who has a twin brother.
Okay.
And you would answer...
So Dante.
Dante from... Devil May Cry. Devil May from Dante's Inferno.
Dante's Inferno, yep.
Featuring Ronnie the Rendezvous. Uh-huh. Okay, so you kind of get the theme, right? So,
Yeah, I got it. Okay.
You may notice there's some trends throughout all
these. I hope
it's
not all just personality-based, and there has to be some physical characteristics in it. But that probably gives...
We'll talk about this later as to how much tribute sites suck.
Okay.
So, first question. This character is introverted. He keeps to himself. He is hot because of his mysterious past. He has spiky blonde hair and an enormous sword.
Cloud Strife.
Excellent. Okay, next question. This character is tough yet slim. He has excellent fighting skills. He is smug and confident, chivalrous, and wore a signature leather jacket. I'll also tell you that this character topped the lists of most lists. He was number one for most lists online.
Can you repeat the question?
This man is tough yet slim yet tough. He has excellent fighting skills, both hand-to-hand and with firearms. He is smug and confident. He is chivalrous, and he wore a signature leather jacket.
And this is video games.
This is a video game. This leather jacket, I figured, would be the giveaway here.
It's not Dante.
No. We already did Dante.
Right. Hang on. Oh. Wait.
He has...
Leon S. Kennedy?
Leon S. Kennedy.
Okay.
Yes.
I almost said Squall, but I'm like, there's no way you're going to give me...
No.
Two of those back to... Why was it also that when you said introverted, the only thing I was like, well, this has to be... This was for the first question. But you said introverted, and I was like, somebody from Square.
Right.
Because that's all Square makes is weird, depressed characters.
Yes, they seem to. Yeah, Leon S. Kennedy. That was definitely the best, the number one answer for people out there, for fan sites, lady and dudes alike. All right. This next character is beloved and found extremely hot because of his villainousness, his ability to be so evil and aloof. He has long white hair and angel wings.
Sephiroth?
Sephiroth, yes.
Okay.
Anyway, moving on. Question number four. This character is dark and mysterious. He has a tragic past that involves a love lost. He is a human experiment and an ex-Turk.
Oh, Vincent Valentine.
Vincent Valentine. Can you name his ex love, his love loss?
Hang on. Something with an M.
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Lucrezia. Lucrezia.
Wasn't it something like that? I don't know.
I think that's right.
I never paid attention.
Really ridiculous.
Yeah, Vincent Valentine.
Lucrezia.
Good choice. You're a good discovery there. Okay, the next character, he is described as feminine, moody, distant, brooding, brown hair, or hair of the color brown,
right?
Which apparently was a common desire, I guess. And the last final clue is he occasionally goes by the name Leon.
Oh, that's Squall.
That is Squall. Squall Lionheart. Or Leonhard, whatever you want to say.
Gosh, yeah.
All right, you're doing really well at this, John. One of these right.
I know my dudes.
You do know your dudes. Now it's going to get really hard, though, because they get a little bit more obscure, and the descriptions, for the most part, are going to be harder.
You're telling me it's going to get hard.
Yeah, buddy. For somebody out there. Okay, I think this will be the second hardest one on the list. Okay. This character is hot because he is lanky, he's covered in tattoos, again, he has white hair, he has a tortured past, and he is an elf. I've got one backup clue for you.
Hang on.
I'm going to hold it, though, because it's kind of a giveaway. So
This isn't the...
Talk out your thought process.
This isn't the guy from Dragon Age 2, is it?
Do you remember his name?
God, hang on. I do. How is he on this list? That's so weird. Hang on.
The internet likes this guy.
Hang on. The hell was his name? I feel like something with a V.
No.
No.
You're very off, but it's what he would be... You,
it has
wolf,
a lot of,
wolf-like? Does that help you?
Damn it. Maybe with a K?
Not a K either.
Damn it.
Think mythology and wolves.
It's that one stupid thing.
Werewolves.
Oh, no.
Not a lycanthrope. That would be a werewolf, but yeah. Not the answer we're looking for.
A Fenris.
Fenris! Holy crap! I didn't think you were going to get that.
Pull it out of my ass.
Yeah, I get it.
What was the other clue?
The other clue was friend of Hawk.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right.
Potentially.
Well done.
My Fenris decided he was going to go off and...
Right. Acquaintance of Hawk. Is that better?
He was pissed at me by the end of that game.
All right, next question we have as this character is... All right, question seven. This character is beloved because he is an accented rebel. He is handsome and debonair. He rides a motorcycle with a bunny lady... And is a sky pirate. Pirates the skies.
Whoa. Rides a motorcycle with a bunny lady?
Bunny lady.
bunny lady on the motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. But like, yeah.
Like it's
not attached. He rolls with a bunny lady.
Okay. Oh, damn it.
Sky Pirates.
Hang on. I got this. Ugh. Damn it. Why can I only think of that stupid Mega 64 video?
It's not Captain Bosch.
No, it's not.
It's accented rebel, handsome, debonair.
Right, it's
rides a motorcycle.
Balthier.
Good. Balthier. I don't know what his last name is.
Trying to remember.
Balthier Sky Pirate.
Trying to remember the bunny girl. She was something with a P, I think.
Based on your track record, I'm going to say no.
No.
I don't remember what her name is. Great voice actress, though, on her. She had a
really good voice on that.
Mesmerizing accent.
I should go back and play 12.
Nah.
That was all right.
No, it wasn't. It's pretty terrible.
The one thing that stupid, like, level up grid needed, though, is like it needed a dual wielding slot in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah?
Two weapons. That's what some of those people needed.
Oh.
Need to be able to wield.
Played it for about an hour. Couldn't stand it. Watched maybe 5 to 6 hours of it.
Man, that game is good.
Didn't like it.
Big.
Yeah.
The game is a lot better than 13.
Freya.
That is, yeah. Huh?
All right, next question. 8. this character is so tasty because he has a haunted past. He's emotionless, again with the white hair. He grew up from being naive to a badass. And I have one last clue that is a complete giveaway.
Oh, damn it. Hang on.
So he has a haunted past marked for his emotionlessness. White hair. And he went from naive to badass through his story. Wow.
Oh.
Spanning multiple games.
Are we saying this is white hair? Really? This isn't Raiden, white hair. Is it?
Raiden, yes.
Yes.
He has white hair.
He's bleach blonde.
He has white hair.
I dispute this.
Or whatever. He's loved because he's white hair. The last one was Cyborg Ninja.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Gray Fox.
Most definitely. All right. Question 9.
Is this the hardest one?
No. Question 10 will be the hardest one because I don't think you'll know this guy's name. But question 9 you should be able to get.
Okay.
this character makes it on this list because of his gruff attitude. He's mysterious, charismatic, a savior, and a male model.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to boost your lows here for when you get this answer.
Oh. Shepherd.
Yes. Yes, Shepherd. Presume the dude version.
Dude Shepherd.
Of course. It would fit this list. All right, final question for a perfect game. All right, this is going to be incredibly difficult.
Okay.
This character didn't make it onto a lot of lists, but he made it onto a few. Okay, he was cited as having a... he was guilt-ridden... A sole survivor, vengeful. He was kept artificially alive. And here's the dead giveaway. The second runner of an orbital frame. Tick tock. You probably placed the game with that last clue, but can you remember his name?
No, I don't think I can remember his name. Is it? It's not like a Zone of the Enders thing, is it?
It is Zone of the Enders.
Is it Zone of the Enders 2?
It's Zone of the Enders 2, second runner.
Yeah. But I could, no. I played Zone of the Enders, and I did not play Zone of the Enders 2.
He also has white hair.
Oh, Christ.
I don't know what it is about white hair and dudes loving dudes. It's a popular thing.
I could not tell you the name.
I will say,
it's been so
if
long.
You can get either one of the words in his name, both of them are animals.
Is the last one Phoenix?
No.
Yeah, that'd be good. eagle wolf.
No, it is dingo egret.
Great.
Hobby.
All right, well.
Okay. Good call on that one.
9 out of 10.
That's rough.
That was the stumper. I figured you'd be able to get most of those. Yeah. Looking that stuff up, man, there is not a lot of good reasons that, you know, I was just like, man, people who make top 10 video game character hotness lists are really, really pathetic. Like, I'm not saying dudes who like, or like, I'm not trying to rag on like, oh man, like all the stuff I looked up is like really lame. Like anything. Like I was like, man, like these descriptions are just so bad. Like, and I was like, well, maybe I'll do like a girl list too. But then I was like, no, I don't want to do that at all because it's just going to get extra weird. And then there's going to be even less of a reason to like, distinguish from qualities because like, everything's just like, because she's hot.
I feel like.
Because she busts, kicks high.
I feel like bust size would come into this a lot.
Right, like,
I feel like it would be a bunch of DOA characters and a bunch of.
It is. I will tell you.
Soul Calibur.
The
characters.
Answer is yes.
It's a ton of like Taki and Ivy topping the charts.
Okay, well, the thing is, if I were to actually do that, it would be nearly impossible because, like.
You would have to make your own personal, like.
There are.
You'd have to narrow
it down.
Yeah,
be like,
yourself.
What is Griff's top 10 list? And that would be really weird. And then just the sheer scale of top 10 hottest video game ladies out there is so vast. Like, the audience that their video games cater to are 18 to 30-year-old men, so majority of men in that age bracket are looking for hot ladies.
I'm even trying to think, like, I mean, I understand there are very attractive females in portrayed in video games, but I'm even trying to think if there's, like who would be my number one pick.
I don't know. Princess Peach.
Yep.
Birdo.
Samus Aran.
That was one that I would run across quite a bit, yeah. Well, specifically.
Hot.
Zero Suit Samus.
Right. Skin tight blue suit.
Yeah.
Lara Croft.
Yeah, that was another one. See, when I was playing this list and I was like, maybe I should just do a lady version and have
Ada
it different.
Wong.
Was that?
Ada Wong.
I don't know. Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. Lara Croft was definitely on the list. It's like, this is the progenitor of hot video game ladies.
Jill Valentine.
I thought you didn't like Resident Evil.
just naming pretty just girls in video games.
Video games. The two chicks from...
Shell from...
Fear Effect.
Shell from Portal. You never see her.
You
except
can see
her backside.
You chase yourself forever.
Yep. It's a good backside.
Orange jumpsuit. Alex from Half-Life. Gordon Freeman.
Yep.
That was one that showed up quite a bit too.
Gordon Freeman was on there.
But
sweet goatee.
The thing that made this investigation so interesting was, as you can see, the descriptions, like the physical characteristics and personality traits, are so vapid and uninteresting. I had to kind of graft in my own clues as to how they were, what certain qualities they had in the game or what they did or what kind of defined them in like not their personalities, more of like attributes. It's really weird to see how often hair color came up though.
Crazy.
Yeah. No gingers on the list.
No gingers.
Shocking.
I mean, I suppose your shepherd could be a ginger.
No. Not that shepherd.
Not that
dude shepherd is specifically male model cover, default dude shepherd.
Cover. Shepherd.
Shepherd, shepherd.
Shepherd, yeah. Shepherd.
Shepherd, shepherd.
How shepherd is your shepherd?
100% shepherd. All right. It's well
good.
Done on
it's
the
good.
Trivia this week, John.
It's good.
Do
I win something?
No.
Do I win, like, an autographed poster of Dante?
You can, I'll tell you, you can go on the internet and find a picture of Leon with just his leather jacket on. There's your prize.
Great.
That's out there.
Goddamn.
Find enough top 10 lists, you'll run into the good stuff.
Fan art. It's terrible.
Yeah. Ugh. All right. This has been Boss Barrel Radio. Thank you for listening. I checked emails. There are no emails. But if you'd like to send us a message, it's bbr@bossbarrel.com. Or you can send me a message on Twitter or Facebook or something on our Facebook page for Boss Barrel. Thank you for everything. John, we'll see you next week or sooner.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure.
All right. And we out.
Howdy.
Intro. Out. Outro.
Outro.